Editor. I am writing this letter in response to the proposed Canadian Rockies Public Schools Lawrence Grassy Middle School Area Redevelopment Plan. I am the owner of a unit in Elk Run Encore, which is directly adjacent to this proposed development. I have many concerns about this development proposal. It is extremely high density, significantly more so than the surrounding area of South Canmore in which it is located. The proposal as presented is surprisingly lacking in detail. I feel strongly any development in such a large and important location must be very well designed, and has to be presented in sufficient detail to allow a decision to be made on its quality and merits. I don't feel that is anywhere near the case with this proposal as it now stands. A development of this magnitude will certainly set the trend for zoning and new development in this area, whether it's well designed or just another scheme to get rich quick. This proposal should be sent back to the drawing board for a redesign before it can be properly evaluated. There is a very concerning inconsistency in this proposal. Although the initial description suggested all vehicle traffic and parking would be on site, with only one access point off 4th Street, an 8th building has since been added to the plan. This building sits apart from the others to the north of the initially proposed site boundary, and its access would be separate, off 5th Street and 6th Avenue. Why was this 8th building added? The apparent reason was solely to increase the number of units and the developer's profits with no consideration for the adjacent lower density developments and the surrounding community. It is also concerning that there are only two illustrations in this entire proposal that show the massing of the proposed buildings from different viewpoints, and both are outdated and inaccurate. Neither one shows the addition of the 8th building. These key renderings thus give the misleading impression of lower density than is actually being proposed. Because of my concerns, I asked Harvey Birnbaum, my brother and architect in Calgary who has served on the City of Calgary Subdivision and Development Appeal Board, who also owns property in South Canmore, to review the proposal and provide his comments and impressions. He had concerns regarding parking, site usage, density, landscaping and planning, and the height, massing and architectural character limitations. He noted this proposal shows an astounding lack of overall design thought, and does not reflect the nature of the South Canmore area and the character of the town. Canmore is characterized by indigenous trees in natural groupings along with green space to provide privacy and generous setbacks from the street. Canmore developments have tended to be personalized and of smaller scale and medium height. This proposal ignores all of that, aiming to jam as many units onto the site as possible, while giving little back to the town or its environment. Further, he notes there is no mention in the design parameters of sustainability leadership, minimizing the use of fossil fuels through passive house design or attempting to achieve net zero design. This project should excel in these areas. And very importantly, this proposal to house more than 288 people would greatly increase traffic and parking problems on these community streets, which would diminish the quality of living in South Canmore. Perhaps indicative of the lack of a planning concept is how a development of this magnitude and influence does not even have a stated architectural theme or name. This very dense proposal could well become a prime example of blockbusting of the community by virtue of its large scale and lack of sensitivity to the adjacent streetscapes. If approved as submitted, this development could become known as one of the most egregious mistakes to be made by Canmore Council and the Canmore Planning Department. Stan Birnbaum, Canmore.